It's Sunday morning at the Jam and Java Cafe in Vienna, Virginia, and a group of people have gathered in the back to pray. This is clearly no ordinary church. It's a new kind of worship that has grown out of evangelical Christianity and is being called the Emerging Church. This particular group calls itself the Common Table. Its members are mostly young, and many seem to be in that stage of their lives when they're starting families. Mike Stavland is one of the organizers of the Common Table.
People are seeking a sort of a personal interaction with the Christian tradition. So they want to have something they can participate in. They want to have something that they can feel free to understand and misunderstand.
Evangelicals and other fundamentalists view the Christian Bible as the literal truth. Only a generation ago, they flocked to churches with congregations that numbered in the thousands. The megachurches featured charismatic pastors who gave fiery sermons on issues such as abortion and homosexuality. But the emerging church is a real departure. No one is told what to believe. Instead, there are discussions. On this Sunday, the topic was civil rights, and a prayer leader read out an anonymously written confession.
What really pains me is seeing people around me denying, dismissing that racism still exists.
Mike Stavland says it's okay to question anything, even the most basic tenets of Christian belief.
To me, it feels like an honesty to say, when we have doubts, to say we've got doubts. When we've got faith, to say we've got faith. But in all of it, to be able to be accepting of everybody else.
So what you have in this cafe is a group of young, committed people looking for a new way to practice their faith. A woman leading a service is one thing you don't see in a megachurch. Amy Moffitt says right-wing politics drove many people here away from megachurches.
When I think politicization of this church, I think of the political structure of the institutional church that inevitably leads to power struggles and issues around money. And that what's really important to me in the emerging church is to avoid that.
Young Americans are increasingly shunning traditional religious affiliations. One study found that those aged 18 to 29 who say they don't identify with their religious denomination have more than doubled in the last two decades. At a presentation of that study, Notre Dame University professor David Campbell said the emerging church movement may not necessarily be what appeals to these young people.
But just like the megachurch as we know it today recreated what it meant to belong to a church and gave people a sense of community in a period where other civic institutions were failing, I think there's going to be some style of religion. Maybe it's this emerging church, maybe it's some other movement that will reach these young people.
Experts say the emerging movement may end up splintering America's evangelicals, but it may also be the best hope for getting young people who dislike political religion back into church, even if it's the corner cafe. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Vienna, Virginia.